Love.
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 Dare.
Love.
Love.
Sex.
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 Damnation.
Dance.
The marker.
Danger.
Darkness.
Die Markfarbe.
Tischkau. Tischkau.
Daru.
Desperados.
Destruction.
This is the LSD Cast, India's first podcast about love, sex, and dating.
Welcome back to another episode of LSD. Firstly, I want to say that we're so appreciative of you, all of you listening to us. I am your host, your one half host, Prem, all the way in Los Angeles, sunny California, and we have Rogue on the other side.
Hello.
Hello, Rogue.
I'm in Mumbai, where it's sunny, kind of, and warm-ish. So, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, but nothing beats the weather in Los Angeles. Nothing.
Well, I'm sure there are lots of things that Los Angeles beats us at, but, you know, such is the human condition. We do what we have to do where we have to do it. So heating things up on our show, we've got a little bit of love. We've got some sexy questions. We also have a question about episode 2, where we talked about women with body hair. And somebody asked us about men with body hair. So we don't have time in this episode to do it, but we promise we will come back to talk about that in a future episode. Anyway, coming up, Prem, why don't you tell us what's in store, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll jump right in.
So we had somebody who came in with a question, was basically talking about women's clothing and how it is provocative, especially in an environment like the gym. Like, why would you dress up in a certain way if you do not want that kind of attention?
We're going to address that right after this break, so stick around.
This is where the first ad would go if we had advertisers. But we're brand new. And in order to get underwriting for this podcast, we need your help. Please like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store. And please tell your friends to check us out. Thank you.
And we're back, where my sexist brother has some things to say about provocative clothing and women. Take it away, Prem.
Hey, I don't make the rules. It's not sexist. It's something that it's just an observation.
Sex.
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 And a very valid observation, that too.
Observation is that they're wearing skimpy clothing. What you bring to it is not an observation. The question you've got from another sexist man, whom we'll not name, is about your baggage. It's about your lens. It's about your viewpoint about what you think the transaction is supposed to be.
Okay, let me ask you a simple question. If you're wearing tight tights and you're pouring out of your top, okay, a man's instinctive reflex is to look. It's very simple. He's going to look.
Which
but
is
women,
fine.
Women want that subconsciously. Not subconsciously, they want that because they would not dress like that if they did not crave or want that attention.
So I
agree with my sexist friend because it's true. You wear certain clothes, you get that kind of attention, and then you are rattled. Oh my God, like, why is he looking at me like that?
So unfair when you put on voices and make me laugh because it's not funny. So the deal is, a woman can wear whatever she wants to wear for comfort or for an ego boost.
That shit does not look comfortable at all.
I don't know who you're looking at, man.
Okay.
You should come to
okay,
the gym
okay.
here.
So women wear heels, which is something that, as a man, I've never understood. I mean, it's great. It's great.
You're talking about outside the gym, I hope, not in the gym.
I'm talking about outside the gym.
Okay,
I'm talking about outside the gym.
I'm wondering what kind of California gyms these are, man.
Yes, that would be a sight. Yeah, so women go through, we've already discussed this in a previous show, like women go through a lot with, you know, to keep up with their own standards, with what men are looking for, which is like, you know,
yeah.
Clean legs, waxing, etc. And
yeah.
Heels, I mean, it's really, really uncomfortable to be standing on your toes for hours.
Where are you coming up with all this stuff? Have you ever worn heels?
I cannot even imagine wearing heels. Let me put it that way.
All right, yes. So women do some foolish things.
Thank you very much.
To conform and to make themselves feel sexy and desirable and to live up to whatever is on the cover of whatever magazine they're reading in their beauty parlors and their doctor's offices. Fine. And they go to the gym wearing clothing that you think doesn't look comfortable, but maybe it is. It's less restrictive if you're not wearing layers and layers. Like, you should see the women in my swimming pool here in Mumbai. They're wearing leggings under their swimsuit and a full-sleeve t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
I don't even understand.
Thank God I don't live there anymore.
Don't even understand what is going on there, but whether it's to prevent the male gaze, like this is the opposite of the women in your gym, or whether it's to prevent getting a tan, because, oh, my God, that would be the end of the world to become black. So women do strange things for their workouts. I give you that. But they're not asking for anything. Look, but I mean, and especially in America, I'm amazed that you think that it's something like an invitation or a come on.
Well, actually, the truth is that this is my own experience. I feel like the bros, yeah, you have those kind of guys in everywhere in the world. I think they have fucked it up for guys like me, who.
What?
Actually want to go up to someone and have a conversation, because it's like you can sense like a good vibe, and you feel like you could have a good interaction with the other person. But what I'm trying to say is that the bros have messed that up so badly because of the shit that they say to these women, because to them, because they're dressed like that, they think that they're easy and they can get into their pants, so they say stupid shit to them. So women at the gym think that all the guys are the same and they're going to probably say the same stupid shit. So they're scared and they don't even make eye contact.
So what are you saying? I mean, do you think the gym is like a good place to pick up people and women should wear burqas so that they're equal opportunity hit-onable?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. I am fine with the way women dress. I'm just saying that women should not be so stunned and shocked when they get that kind of attention, because they're asking for it dressed like that.
Okay, that's terrible, because no woman is asking for anything. Every woman is completely a self.
You don't know that. You don't know that at all.
Hey.
How do you know that? How can you generalize and say, like, a woman stands for this and stands for this and the strength and women all around in the world?
Yes, it's true.
Men have to take
ownership for their own arousal and their own reaction to this kind of thing. So what if it's provocative? It doesn't mean that you have to do something about it. You come across a tree with, like, fruit on it. That fruit does not belong to you. You cannot pick it and you cannot touch it and you cannot check how firm it is. You just can admire it in your own head and that's it. Maybe you can nudge your friend when that fruit is not looking at you. But that doesn't give you any sort of right over anybody.
So what happens if you're standing under this tree and this fruit is like hanging pretty low and it just falls into your hands?
If it falls into your hands willingly, that's different. But you do not have the right, no man has the right, to bloody reach out and touch it.
That's why it's called the forbidden fruit. That's exactly
love
why.
Love this one, Prem. No, but look, this is the kind of justification that people make for rape and abuse. Is that she was asking for it. And I know this is going into like darker territory.
Oh, no. That's a completely different.
You know, you walk by a site and a man like honks at you or like whistles at you. The man thinks he's doing you a favor by appreciating you. No, it's harassment. This is my personal space.
No, that's harassment. That's lack of education.
So how is it different not in the gym?
Yeah, but that's completely different.
Why?
You'll be surprised. You will be surprised as to why, not just women, but why people go to the gym. You'll be surprised. Especially in India, oh my God, like you go to some gyms in Bandra, it's there's more chitter-chatter going on than working out. And I think, I mean, it's fine, but everybody has their own agenda. Anyways, to conclude this question, well, since there has been no conclusion, I think I'm going to let Rogue decide what she thinks about this.
I think your friend needs an attitude check. So if you want to approach a woman from sincerity, because you, whatever, you want to hook up with her or you want to, you know, get to know her, do that. But do not think that a woman, like, don't think you're so important that a woman is dressing like that to get you to pay attention to her, like, seriously.
Well, that's, I could argue with that all evening, but I would choose not to, because we have an exciting show ahead and we have some more questions coming up. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. So do not go away.
Find the LSD Cast online on Twitter and Facebook and on iTunes and the Google Play Store.
And we're back. So, you know, we launched our podcast on Valentine's Day.
The day of love.
But we had a question that obviously we weren't able to address right away. Valentine's Day is gone. It's not even February anymore. So in the spirit of St. Valentine, here is a question we received that I'm going to punt over to Prem, because it's really asking for the guys and the girls, what do you do about Valentine's Day pressure when you're kind of broke and you've got all this great expectations riding on your shoulder to make Valentine's super special? So any tips on how to please your partner without getting broke? Now, I think my answers to that are really simple, but I'm such a hardcore cynic that I'm going to pass this over to Mr. Romantic right here.
Love.
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 And diminishing dominoes.
Really has gone all out on Valentine's Day before.
Hello, hello.
Teddy bears, was it?
I am guilty as charged. Teddy bears, little puppies.
Puppies? Real puppies?
I mean, like, no, like a stuffed toy puppy.
Oh, goodness.
A little tiger. A crocodile? No, that's what I
all
got.
All in one?
No, this is over, like, a few Valentine's. I just feel like Valentine's has now become a mela, a festival. It's been like that for a few years now. The whole concept of like Saint Valentine's and all is like gone out of the window. I think it's also, as you know, it's a money-making racket. Like all these gifts, cards,
Archie,
chocolates.
Hallmark.
Exactly.
Never going to advertise with us again. Damn it. Okay. Archie, we love you. Hallmark. Yay, Valentine's.
We love you. Please come to us. But not on Valentine's Day. So it is a fact that there's a lot of pressure on a guy on Valentine's Day, because it's just the, not just the conditioning of the mind, but it's what he's seeing all around. Like, there are a lot of people who spend a lot of money on this day. But where do you cut it off? Because you can actually go broke. You can end up spending a lot of money on nonsense. And you wouldn't know whether the girl that you're buying it for is actually really appreciative of it or not. And what if you don't meet that criteria? What if you don't go all out and you buy like 100 roses and, I don't know, some specific heart-shaped bunny chocolate or a stuffed toy, whatever. Like, what happens if you don't meet that criteria? Like, how would a guy like
wait deal so with our that? Question came from somebody who's got a girlfriend, so we assume that, you know, whatever he's doing is sort of expected and also appreciated.
So his question was that how can he go about pleasing his girl by buying gifts on Valentine's Day but not going broke, because he doesn't have, like, you know, cash in abundance, and that's absolutely understandable.
I get it, but you know, I sort of feel like there are multiple sites. I don't even know if, like, Cosmo and Vice and all that are, or MSN has something about how to do Valentine's Day on a budget. I think maybe the question is slightly loaded in that it's not about the material things. I've never been a girly girl, and I've actually never had a boyfriend who bought me a stuffed toy, because I've never had stuffed toys, and if they came to my house, they would know I would probably give that stuffed toy to my pet to chew.
Whoever's listening, she's telling the truth.
Yeah, thanks. So
I've seen her do that. So, all the stuffed toys belong to her pets.
I don't have any stuffed toys. I've never had them.
So, anymore, because they've been chewed on by her cats.
So rather than a gesture, wouldn't it... I do like this ceremony attached to things like these, right? So
I'm all for gestures. I'm all for, like, sitting home making cutouts or whatever, a painting or a drawing, something really romantic. But his question is valid because what if she doesn't appreciate it and she feels like, or she makes him feel inadequate?
So I guess the expectations are also what need to be addressed. Dinner, for example, is always supposed to be happening. My inbox from like January, mid-January onwards was full of stuff from all these people in Mumbai and across India trying to hawk electronics, flowers, dinner reservations, wine, all kinds of stuff for Valentine's Day. Obviously, there's a commercial aspect to it, but that's the expectation that you have wine involved, you have a dinner reservation and a gift. And that's just quite over the top. Then you've got like birthdays, you've got anniversaries, and you've got Valentine's Day. So I agree with this guy. It's hard, especially when the mm-hmm. expectations are so skewed. So what are your expectations for Valentine's Day? Did you do anything?
I went out for a group dinner, which was...
Group dinner? Sounds...
Yes, it was...
Questionable.
It was different. Very, very different. I had a few options, but I decided to go for this group dinner.
And did it turn into group something else afterwards?
No, thank God. The kind of people there, no.
No gym clothes inside.
But... It was a very different Valentine's Day. Of course, I had my friends making fun of me because I didn't go on a date, and they were laughing because it's to us like it's a bit kiddie, it's a bit childish. The whole thing about Valentine's Day. If you really love someone, if you think about it from a holistic point of view, if you really love someone, then every day should be Valentine's Day.
You'll put Hallmark and Archie's out of business. So, what did you do last year? Weren't you seeing somebody last year?
Yes, I was. I was dating this girl who had moved to London, and we met up in New York. And I guess that was
so romantic.
That was my Valentine's gift. I landed up. No, I'm just kidding. I actually bought a stuffed toy, and I bought a card. And some Indian jewelry.
Wow.
See, everything
nice.
Had been
thought
of. What
did I do for Valentine's Day? I don't remember. I did not have a date on Valentine's Day this year, even though I was advised to. Our father sent me a message saying, please eat some dates and khajoors so that at the end of it, you can say you had at least one date.
That is so funny.
So random. But I didn't. I forgot.
Yeah, we would like to ask our listeners, like, what would you think would be something special, or what was it something that you did that was special and was very touching to your significant other?
Yeah, tell us something that somebody gave you or you gave your Valentine that was not ridiculously expensive and actually meant something to the recipient, right? Whatever, however dirty it is or small, we want to know, yeah? LSDcast at sonologue.com. That's LSDcast at sonologue.com. Anyhow, back to our person's dilemma. You know, I don't think we have a real answer for you. Maybe like spend some time in the bedroom, do something exciting.
Yes.
For your partner that doesn't involve too much money, just a trip to the drugstore.
Well done, Rogue. Well done. And we shall return.
Hi, this is where the second ad would go. For us to get advertising, we need numbers. For us to get members, we need you to like us on the iTunes or Google Play Store and to tell your friends to check us out. That is all.
And we're back. You guys have been listening to LSDcast.
Prem and Rogue. So we're still thinking about Valentine's Day. Honestly, we took a little break and we continue to talk about it because... I think we're quite different in how we approach it. But we were reminiscing about how Mr. Romantic here has done...
Oh, my God. It's a funny story. So when I was in college, my second year college, I actually lived in a Barsati, which is a room on the terrace. And at the time, I was dating this girl who was in a neighboring college, which was an all-girl college. And I always wanted to get admission in that college, but it never worked out. I just could not figure out why they could not just take 10 guys per batch. That would have been like
very
ideal.
Funny.
Anyways, so it was Valentine's Day, and Delhi is kind of cold around this time, but my terrace was actually not too bad. It was very cool, not very windy, and I had prepared this beautiful, romantic candlelight dinner on the terrace with some amazing, like a very nice tablecloth, the good cutlery, and you know she came in. She was absolutely mesmerized. The mood, the music, the setting was just perfect.
Michael Learns to Rock. What were you playing?
Michael Learns to Rock. That's the one. Paint my love. You could paint my love.
Oh,
no, I don't know. So I pulled out the chair for her. We sat. We chatted. We poured out some wine. And then I stepped in the kitchen and I brought out the entree, which was, wait for it, beans on toast.
Beans on toast, that's from a can? Baked beans from a can?
Baked beans from a can, heated in a pot. The toast was slightly overdone, but it was the thought that counted.
Clearly not the taste that counted.
And I want all our listeners to remember this one. Well, it's a sentence, but it's still pearls of wisdom, which is that there's always a way to say and do something. And if you do it with a bit of finesse and charm, you will always pass with flying colors.
Very romantic. You get 5 points for effort and 0 points for actual content. It's terrible.
I'll take it.
So I don't have any good Valentine's stories. I do have a good anti-Valentine's Day anecdote, though. So way back when I lived in Boston, we had a good group of friends. And I had a roommate who was moving out. So I lived with two friends. One was moving out. He was moving in with his girlfriend. Very romantic. And it was the 13th of February, and we were interviewing candidates to come and take his space. And we liked a couple of them. One of them was this Pakistani guy named Yas. Yas, hey, shout out to you. And we said, you know, we're having a party tomorrow, an anti-Valentine's Day party. You should come. So whether you choose to live with us or not, you're still welcome. And there was another friend of ours who also came. And we had this potluck, super cheap, very cheerful stuff. It wasn't like anti-establishmentarian anti-Valentine's. It was just that we were all single. And, you know, those friendships that we made with these random people that we just met turned into really good, enduring friendships. We hung out with each other. We, you know, everybody dated other people. We were their family. We welcomed their dates. We got to see them in their relationships. They saw us in ours. And we stayed really tight for like 7 years. It was really good. So I think that anti-Valentine's Day party was...
That's an incredible story. Tears in my eyes.
Sentimental.
So touched with this story.
Hey, you gotta make hay when the sun shines, you know, whether it's Valentine's or anti-Valentine's, you gotta do something.
That's
except
right.
For this year when I just didn't even eat a khajur. Pathetic.
I know, you should have just had a date.
Nah, it was all good.
So... we were about to wrap up the show, and we wanted to let our listeners know that we're going to be back next week. Just FYI.
And we're here for you.
Yes, we really want to know what you think, any of your thoughts, your comments, any questions. We've mentioned before that there will be anonymity with your names, and you can go ahead and ask us anything that you want to ask.
Yeah, love, sex, dating. Even if we don't know the answers, we will find you the answers because, you know, we're that sort of person.
That is a promise.
All right, take care. Love you. Bye.
And see you next week.
You've been listening to the LSD Cast, where it's all about love, sex, and busy dating. With your host, Prem Andrew.
A Sonologue production.